I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up next week on Only a Game, from a man who stood shoulder to shoulder with G.I. Joe as the Care Bears frolicked nearby, a collection of 250 sports miracles, including one of his own. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
A new federal indictment against Adidas executive Jim Gatto claims that former Louisville head coach Rick Pitino was less than entirely candid when he said he knew nothing about a scheme to pay recruit Brian Bowen to play basketball at Louisville. The FBI says it has recordings that suggest otherwise. Are you stunned enough to require smelling salts?
I'm still trying to get over the fact that the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the federal court system are now involved in enforcing NCAA regulations. This is an absurd waste of taxpayers' money and absurd abuse of prosecutorial power. Am I surprised at the story, qua story? Not at all. No.
John Wooden, winner of 10 national titles as the head basketball coach at UCLA, died in 2010. Charlie, it's been 42 years since he last coached a basketball team. This week, former Indiana head coach Bob Knight said, "I've never been a Wooden fan." Why is Knight taking on John Wooden now?
Because it's about time somebody did. John Wooden's success depended somewhat vitally on a booster named Sam Gilbert, who was a real sleazy character. You may think Bob Knight indiscreet and uncivil for bringing up now, but it should come up every time John Wooden's legacy is discussed. Once upon a time, I was talking with the great basketball funny person and coach Abe Lemons, and he went on the pregame show one time. There was a doubleheader, and his team was playing in the first game, and then UCLA was playing in the second game. And he went on the pregame show of the UCLA radio network and was asked by the guy what he thought of John Wooden's famous pyramid of success. And Abe said, "Well, I could build me a pyramid for success if I had Sam Gilbert supplying the concrete." And as Abe said later, "I was not invited back on that show."
I hope it was live.
It was.
Last week, LeBron James dropped 57 points on the Washington Wizards and became the youngest player in NBA history to reach the 29,000 mark for career points. Young is a relative term. LeBron James is in his 15th season in the league, and he's 32. You think he'll endure long enough to catch Kareem at 38,387?
He's going to have a few more of those 57-point games. Mm. But, you know, I mean, it is remarkable that he's still only 32 years old. I mean, it seems like he's been playing.
It seems like he played
with George Mikan.
Been there forever. Charlie, Roy Halladay was a very successful major league pitcher from 1998 until 2013 when he retired, won over 200 games. On Tuesday, he was killed when the small plane he was piloting crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Memories of Roy Halladay?
Yeah, one of the best times I ever had watching a game on television was with some friends in a restaurant in New York watching him pitch his no-hitter in the World Series. He was very much a throwback. He would pitch as often as you wanted him to. He had what they used to call a rubber arm, and this is just tragic and awful.
Charlie, I learned this week that it is possible for a football team to score too many points. The Philadelphia Eagles did it on Sunday at the expense of the Denver Broncos. And how do we know that Philadelphia did, in fact, score too many points?
Because they ran out of fireworks, Bill. You know, you shoot off this thing every time the Eagles score, and then, you know, they got to 59, and somebody looked in the ammunition locker, and there wasn't anything left.
The fireworks box was empty. The Cleveland Browns, 0-8 going into the weekend, 0-8. I don't even know what the right question is for this. Help.
Well, it's the second year in a row they've been 0-8, so they're accustomed to this. You know, they're used to playing with this kind of lack of pressure. I mean, certainly the playoff pressure's off. Their exhibits A through L for the plaintiff in Colin Kaepernick's collusion suit against the NFL. They've tried everybody in Cleveland except Dennis Kucinich at quarterback.
Well, and it's not just Cleveland. This week, the Houston Texans signed a quarterback who has not thrown a forward pass since 2011. and I read that and I thought, what a shame that there's not a quarterback available who threw a pass as recently as last year.
Yeah, but to be fair, Josh Johnson was with the team in 2013. Didn't do anything, but he was with the team. Yeah, this is getting more ridiculous by the day.
It is time for our almost weekly Yamir Yager watch update. On Thursday, the 45-year-old Calgary Flame forward tallied his first goal of the season. So now the goals will come in bunches, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I just love I love this story. He got his first goal for his ninth team. Hmm. He can't play for all the teams. It's really too bad.
No,
it's although
in the old days when it was
in the
only
old days
six,
he could have done it.
He could have done it
twice. Could have done it twice.
Finally, Charlie, Andy Murray and Roger Federer met for an exhibition match in Scotland, and it says here it was a very competitive match, but as Federer wore a kilt for some of it and Murray wore a Scottish bonnet, I'm guessing that was not entirely true.
I think this is great and good on Federer. I mean, it's one thing to wear a bonnet, but it's another thing to go out there in a kilt.
I agree. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.